is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do again on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
That's right. Good morning and welcome to the Retirement Playbook with the father-son team of Rick and Granger Hughes and myself. My name is Chris Swan. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's our phone number, 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. And we're online, HughesRetirementGroup.com, with offices in Cleveland, Birmingham, Chattanooga, Knoxville. Number is the same, 423-664-4203. And when you do call and you sit down and you speak with the Hughes Retirement Group, you create that customized retirement strategy where you talk about things like creating your own pension, getting the most out of Social Security, minimizing your taxes in retirement. I don't think people really realize how much taxes can do to your retirement account, the possibility of long-term care, and then the alternatives to the high cost of long-term care. Again, that customized retirement strategy starts with a simple phone call to 423-664-4203. We've got a lot that we're going to cover on today's show, but first, I'm going to check in. Rick Granger, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Chris.
Granger, how about yourself?
Doing well, Chris. Looking forward to this open enrollment here coming up October 15th through December 7th. So a lot of our clients may be looking at changing some of their medical plans or their prescription drug plans, so we know it's going to be a busy time, but we're looking forward to it.
That's right. It's kind of the calm before the storm for you guys. So I know, Rick, you were talking to me before the show started. The annual election period begins on Monday when it comes to Medicare, the Affordable Health Care Act. That is, what, November 1st, I believe. So you've got, you told me already for this week ahead of you, you've got a significant number of people already coming in. So like I said, this is a very busy time for you guys, but it is a welcome time for you, I'm sure.
It is. And Chris, again, I would remind folks out there, if you have a Medicare supplement, Medicare Advantage plan, prescription drug plan, this is the time the government has established, October 15th to December 7th, for you to make your changes that will go into effect January 1, 2019. If you're turning 65, this particular period does not affect you. You have an open enrollment 3 months prior to your birthday month, and then 3 months after. So it's a 7 month window there. But again, if you're looking to make changes, we are a brokerage office, which we represent pretty much all the major insurance carriers out there. Give myself or Granger a call here at the office, and we'll be more than glad to sit down with you and discuss the different plans that are available and see what's going to be best for you.
And again, that phone number to sit down and speak with the Hughes Retirement Group, 423-664-4203. The annual election period does begin on Monday. Coming up later on in the week is an anniversary, the 31st anniversary of a day that a lot of baby boomers, well, they'd probably like to forget.
NBC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw.
Good evening. It is a day that will be in bold print in history books. Black Monday, October 19th, 1987, when the stock market went into a free fall, losing more in one day than it did on Black Tuesday in 1929.
That was 31 years ago, and the Dow lost 508 points, more than 22% of its total value in a single day. Guys, what would it mean for somebody who's nearing retirement age if, and God forbid, but if a crash like that were to happen today?
Well, Chris, today we could lose 508 points on a Monday and make 600 points on a Tuesday. So it's changed drastically. But to kind of equate that into today's terms, that'd be essentially losing about 6,000 points in the Dow. So right now we're up about 26 and a half or close to 27. It'd be dropping 6,000 points from that mark there. So it would take a toll. But the thing that I would want to kind of impress upon people here is, you know, when we're speaking with our clients, we're looking from a long-term investing standpoint. So when people look at the Dow, or they look at the S&P, or they look at the NASDAQ, and they think, oh, it's up, you know, I should be doing well, or whatever the case may be, that's if you're invested heavily in U.S. equities. So if you're invested heavily in U.S. equities, you can start comparing yourself to those indexes. But if you're not, it's not a fair comparison. So if you're looking at using U.S. aggregate bonds, if you're using emerging markets, global markets, if you're using some of the U.S. markets, and you're kind of diversifying your portfolio in that respect, maybe you're using some real estate, or maybe you're using some commodities. Obviously, if the Dow is up 500 points, you're not going to experience all of those gains because you're diversified throughout other asset classes. So I think that's the important thing that I would take away from this and to realize as we're moving into our retirement years, we may not want to have 100% of our money invested in the Dow or invested in the S&P, Because on days like last week or the week before, where we see those gains and we see the Dow go up to 26.5 or close to 27, and all of a sudden we get, oh, man, why am I not making as much money as my neighbor? You won't be having that same conversation when that Dow or that S&P returns to its mean.
And Granger, you know, that's one thing we do when we sit down with potential clients or our clients. We're trying to find out their risk tolerance, taking them through a series of questions, see how they would react to changes in the market, and basically then finding a way to allocate their funds. And you said it there. If they are retiring or maybe already in retirement, typically they don't want to be invested 100% in the stock market. Because again, if you are invested 100% in the stock market and the market hits a Black Monday like it did then, you're going to take a devastating loss.
Dad, don't you see that this a lot with a lot of people who use their emotions to kind of how to react with the markets? If the Dow is up, like I said, they want to be taking those gains, but then they don't want to shoulder that risk. They don't want to take that loss when the Dow is down. So I think a lot of times it's important when we're talking to clients to tamper those expectations and kind of show them, okay, look, here's where we're at right now. A lot of them that are bringing 401ks over that are heavy in U.S. equities, and they've seen those ups and downs throughout their working career. But as you're shifting to retirement, here's where we can be, where we can all of a sudden diversify through these different asset classes. And no, we may not beat the Dow. We probably won't beat the Dow if the Dow is up. But when the Dow is down, if we have a Black Monday, hopefully we're not in that boat with everybody else.
And Granger, you know, I just met with a client this past week that's looking at their 401k, 95% invested in equities. And here's what she said to me. She said, things have been going well. You know, we had the Trump bump in 2017. We're still experiencing gains. It's been a little bit more volatile in 2018. But she says, you know, I'm retired now, and I can't afford to be 95% invested in equities. I realize that the risk there could be a good payoff if the market's up. But if it's down, I know I'm going to take a hit, and I'm not working anymore. So, again, depending on how you're allocated, that's what's going to show in terms of your returns and so forth.
Having those gains could be a good thing, but then again, having those losses in retirement could be devastating, honestly. And it's all about taking the emotion out of your retirement strategy, having a retirement strategy and trusting in, it's like in football, it's like in any coaching, trusting in the process. Rick, you can relate to this. Trusting in the plan that you have in place, not having to worry and wake up one day and check day in and day out what the market is doing, and then not keeping up with the Joneses, not worrying about how your neighbors are doing because their retirement isn't hinged to yours. How your retirement works out for you doesn't benefit them or hinder them one way or another. So the only statistic you really need to worry about is your own statistic, and your risk tolerance could be different and your retirement plan could be different. It probably is going to be different altogether because everyone's plans and hopes and what they want to achieve in retirement is different. And that's why you need to go and pick up the phone and start your retirement strategy with the Hughes Retirement Group, 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. Talk with Rick and Granger, talk about what your risk tolerance is, what you want to achieve out of retirement, and then get that plan in place. Now, I understand that that could be a difficult thing because honestly, one of the major social taboos anywhere is that we don't like to talk about money, whether it's with your neighbors or your friends at church or possibly with a financial planner. But because of that, do you find that people are sometimes reluctant to ask about investment fees because they don't want to appear rude?
I think they are, Chris, or they don't totally understand how it's going to work. We have clients from time to time and they'll say, okay, how do you guys get paid? Obviously, if they don't ask, we're going to tell them anyway. We're going to disclose that information. And typically there is a fee when you're dealing with someone in assets under management. Depending on who you're working with, they could even charge you some type of commission there. If you're working with insurance products, typically it is a commission base. And so it's important to know that. It's just like when you have a 401k, most people have no idea what they're paying in fees. And we've talked on this show many times here recently about variable annuities. The national average on those are 3.4%. per year. So again, very expensive. And a lot of people don't see that. Some of the things are hidden in their statements and so forth. So it's very important to ask.
Yeah. And we've tested quite a few of those where we've done what we call an annuity x-ray. And look, we're not against annuities because we do annuities here at our firm. But I think it's important to look at the fees. And sometimes, you know, if your end goal is income and you're not worried about losing your portfolio or eating away at your accumulation value due to 3.5% fees a year, that's okay. But as long as you understand that and you know what kind of fees you're paying, I think is the important thing. So when we test those through an annuity x-ray, a lot of times when we're showing a client, hey, look, you're paying an effective 3.4% or 3.2% a year in just fees, their minds are kind of blown and they're sitting there, well, I thought I only had this little mutual fund subaccount fee, or I thought I only paid my advisor this little fee, and they don't realize all the extra costs, like you're saying there, Dad, that come along with that. So it is an important question to ask because fees do eat away at your portfolio. So you know, if you're in a mutual fund, for instance, you mentioned that a lot of times a mutual fund, you'll pay a commission in some cases to get in that mutual fund. They'll be front-end loaded. They'll be back-end loaded mutual funds. They'll be contingent deferred sales charges, which is basically like a fee ever so often. So there's different ways that they can fee you or commission you to death if you're not careful and not asking the right questions.
Granger, why don't we do this for the next five callers that call in? If they're wanting to bring their statements by, we'll begin to look at those and dive in and find out what kind of fees they are paying and see if it's something, again, they want to continue to pay. Basically analyzing their portfolio and seeing what the fees are.
So there you go. For the next five callers, a portfolio and fee analysis. You know, Rick and Granger, they teach these retirement classes, A New Reality in Our Retirement, throughout the year. And they do that from an educational standpoint to inform you guys out there about the things that you may have to face in retirement. And guys, forgive me if I'm speaking out of turn here, but I believe you've mentioned before, when it comes to those classes, there are no dumb questions. I think that that's how it is just in most walks of life. The only dumb questions are the ones that you don't ask. And especially when it comes to your retirement and things like how much you're paying in fees. If you don't know, this isn't an ignorance is bliss situation, because that ignorance could be seriously detrimental to your retirement if you're paying more in fees than you should be. So again, this portfolio and fee analysis, the next five callers, it's complimentary, and I think it's pretty critical and worth making the call. 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. Speak with Rick and Granger, to speak with the Hughes Retirement Group. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. And again, one more time, that complimentary portfolio and fee analysis for the first five callers, 423-664-4203. Again, you're listening to The Retirement Playbook, 423-664-4203. MarketWatch says you shouldn't keep a lot of money in an IRA or a 401k because it'll make your Social Security benefits taxable. Guys, is there any way to avoid that?
There is, Chris. You know, in our classes that we teach regularly, we talk about three buckets of money: taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free. Tax-deferred, obviously, you have, and that's how most people invest. Tax-deferred accounts like 401k or 403b, where your company hopefully is matching and you're putting in a percentage and you're building that account. Well, at some point in time, and we know the age, 70 and a half, you are required to take money out. That's called RMDs, required minimum distributions. Mm-hmm. And if you start looking at that, the RMDs can hurt you as far as taxation on Social Security if you're also drawing a pension. So Granger really covers this a lot in class, and a lot of people just don't realize that they could be taxed in Social Security.
They can. And you know, the thing that I like to say, because, you know, we get this a lot in class, Chris, well, why has my advisor not told me this? Why is nobody doing this? Why is this not more common knowledge? And I always try to come back with the question. I say, would your advisor rather manage $1 million or $750,000? Mm-hmm. And the answer is always, well, a million. Well, then why would he want you to pay taxes? So that's the thing I try to communicate to people when we're doing Roth conversions or over a systematic period of time. Maybe it's 5 to 7 years. It is time intensive. It's a little bit different than just sticking your money in a traditional IRA or something along those lines where you're just deferring that money until 70 and a half. But the important thing to realize is, you know, when we look at these figures and we look at them over a period of time, you know, if you have a retirement of 30 to 35 years, we could be looking at anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million in just Social Security taxation. $500,000 to $1 million in just Social Security taxation. So I always say to people, that's a 2008, isn't it? I mean, if we're losing that money, is that not the same as losing it in the market? Does it matter where we lose it so long as we do lose it? That's the important thing. So if we can go ahead and pay those taxes now so that when we have the gains in the future, those gains are tax-free and we're in our retirement years now, where all of a sudden if they're changing the rules of the game or they're changing tax brackets, now all of a sudden it's a 25% to the lowest tax bracket or whatever the case may be, we're not susceptible to that. So the key takeaways here is if you're out there and you're a married couple and you're making more than $44,000 a year, your Social Security now is becoming 85% taxable, which basically means if you're getting $40,000 a year of Social Security income, multiply that times 85%, which would be $34,000, and that's going to be taxable at your marginal rate. So at the bare minimum, you know, if you weren't planning on paying tax on Social Security, people sometimes associate, well, hey, I'm fully retired, I can make as much as I want, and that's true without penalty. But it doesn't mean that it will be without taxes. So that's the thing that we try to focus on, and we try to really go into detail with our clients on this, because we're not just trying to protect our clients from market loss. We're trying to protect them from future tax rates, which is probably the inevitable of future tax rates. We're trying to protect long-term care, to protect the assets themselves. We're trying to protect them from a healthcare standpoint with the uncertainty in Medicare. So we're trying to fill a lot of the gaps that could face them. And it may not be immediate today, but it may face them 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
And Granger, I would say to our listeners out there, if you have a financial advisor and they're not sharing with you or going into detail about potential taxes down the road, whether it be RMDs, Social Security, if they're not looking at your portfolio and finding out how much risk you have versus reward, if they're not talking to you about long-term care strategies, Those things are very, very important because we will all face those probably at some point in time in our life. Give us a call here to our office because we're not just sitting down and trying to help you grow your account. Yes, that's something we want to do, but we're helping you in all of those areas.
That number, 423-664-4203. One more time, 423-664-4203. At the very beginning of the show, I talked about the customized retirement strategy that the Hughes Retirement Group will put together for you. Two of those factors, we're getting the most out of your Social Security and also minimizing the taxes in retirement. Kind of goes hand in hand with what we're talking here. Pick up the phone, call 423-664-4203. Now, when you retire, will you still need life insurance? Morningstar put that question to Tim Steffen, the Director of Financial Planning for Baird. And Tim says, well, it depends on where you'll be getting your income.
You know, life insurance is there to either protect an income stream or to provide some other source of funding during retirement. So if a big part of your retirement plan is an income source coming from one of the spouses, if that income source goes away, you need to replace that. There are other ways to do that. You can do joint and survivor annuities, for example, if you've got a pension, Social Security benefits. There are survivor benefits that can be pretty substantial.
Now, gentlemen, I'm sure you've heard that question before. What do you tell clients when they ask you about life insurance?
I'll tell you what, we have this conversation a lot, Chris, and usually the client will say, oh, I don't need life insurance. I've got the assets to cover it, or my kids are fully grown, or whatever the case may be. But the thing that we always try to harp on is, what are you using the life insurance for? And Dad does a good job of explaining this. A lot of people think of life insurance as death insurance. Well, I'm never going to get to use it. Why would I spend all this money on death insurance, essentially, where somebody else gets that money? Well, you know, the guy in the article, Tim Steffen, had some good points on that, but we like to take it a step further. A lot of times we will utilize life insurance as a long-term care component. So whatever that death benefit is, let's say it's a $500,000, what if you could access that while you're living for long-term care? So basically the rule is if you can't perform two of the six activities of daily living, let's say feeding or bathing yourself, you can now access that death benefit, 2% of it, for long-term care. So in this case, $500,000, 2% a month would be $10,000 a month, generally speaking, that you could access for long-term care. So you talk about really adding some value and protecting those other assets, just like he was saying. Now, if you're protecting those assets, if you had a $500,000 bucket sitting there earmarked for long-term care, and then you've got all the other assets that you have elsewhere, then you've protected those in a good sense because you can probably get a good deal of your long-term care paid for with $10,000 a month.
Granger, it's a great strategy. We share this all the time with our students who attend our classes. But life insurance is something that each individual or married couple have to decide for themselves. I think when we're younger, we think, okay, we need life insurance because of the children or possibly their education, maybe for a mortgage. So there's all different types of life insurance out there. Term insurance is your best economically, but it's going to expire at a certain point in time in your life. Some people want life insurance for burial policies, but if you're looking for long-term care strategies, it's a great vehicle where it's not use it or lose it. As you just indicated, you can use that death benefit to fund long-term care or possibly even a terminal illness.
There you go. That's another part of the customized retirement strategy we talked about at the beginning of the show. An alternative to the high cost of long-term care, life insurance could certainly be part of that. If you're interested in that, and that's a conversation you want to have with the Hughes Retirement Group, just pick up the phone. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203, online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. And don't forget, if you're one of the first five callers who calls today, ask about that portfolio and fee analysis that Rick presented at the beginning of the show, the complimentary portfolio and fee analysis, 423-664-4203. So guys, we're coming up on the end of the show here, but I wanted to go ahead and bring this back up because it is starting this Monday, the annual election period when it comes to Medicare. Some people call it open enrollment, but it is the annual election period. It begins on Monday, October 15th, and runs through December 7th. Like you mentioned to me prior to the show starting, you guys are going to be pretty busy helping existing clients when it comes to that. But for those listeners out there who are unaware or maybe just be joining us or just joining us now and didn't hear us at the very beginning of the show, what do they need to be aware of as this annual election period begins?
Well, let's talk about two periods that the government establishes. First of all, the annual election period is October 15th to December 7th. Here's how it works. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan out there, Part C in Medicare, if you have a prescription drug plan, Part D, that is the time for you to begin looking and making changes if you so choose. Now, if you decide not to make a change, whatever plan you're on will automatically roll over to 2019. Now, by law, whatever company you're with, they have to have what is called your annual notice of changes to you by September 30th of each year. So you should have gotten in the mail the drug formulary, the plan, how it's going to be in 2019. And then at that time, we can begin to study the different options out there and see if you possibly want to make a change. Maybe your doctor's left the network. Maybe a drug has been taken off the formulary. It's something, again, that you definitely need to look at, because you may be very satisfied with your 2018 plan, but it could be changing for 19. So that is the time the government gives you to make those changes. You can give us a call here at the office. Now, there's another period this year, and when I say this year, beginning in January, from January 1 to March 31st, called the open enrollment period. It's kind of confusing for seniors, but that's how the government labels it. What that means is they will give you one more chance if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or a prescription drug plan, if you want to make another change. So why would you want to do that? Well, let's say January rolls around and you were to go to your doctor and they say, hey, we no longer accept that plan. The government is giving you another opportunity to make a change and get in the right plan.
Well, you know, Dad, we talk a lot about being a fiduciary in the financial realm. And I think it still holds true even in the Medicare realm. So I would encourage seniors to be very careful. You're going to see every single company out there market their plans through commercials. And those commercials are probably going to make them sound like they are the best plan that's ever been created. And maybe they are the best plan for you. But that's something you want to dig a little bit deeper and find out for yourself. So, Dad, you mentioned it there. Just because XYZ company can come on and say, hey, drugs are $1 to $5, it doesn't mean that your drugs will cost that, because your drugs have to go into that formulary, they have to be covered in the first place, and then depending on which tier they are is going to depend on the cost that they are. Same thing with the doctors. The plan may be great, but if none of your doctors are in the network, that's not really going to help you much. So it's important to realize, back to the fiduciary statement, there are going to be people that are going to contact you from individual companies who are going to try to sell you on their individual company. And that's where I say make sure you're dealing with somebody who can offer you several different options. You know, all the major carriers out there like United Healthcare, Humana, Cigna, Blue Cross are going to be offering plans, but you got to find out which one's best for you. And here's the key. Just because it's best for your husband or your wife doesn't mean it's best for you. Medicare is an individual type situation where you want to find what is best individually for you based on the drugs, the doctors, and your medical needs. So there's a lot of companies out there offering a lot of different products, but sit down with somebody who can sit down and show you all the options that are available to you in your area. Another thing I would say that a takeaway, a lot of these plans, like we've talked about, are based on this area, the Chattanooga area. You may have somebody calling you from Vermont trying to sell you something, and they don't understand how this area works. They don't understand the doctors and the networks in this area. So it's important to make sure you're sitting down with somebody face-to-face locally who can show you all the options that are available to you.
Granger, I would advise this. I know they're getting tons and tons of calls. I would personally not do something over the phone because someone's trying to sell you something. Sit down with someone, again, that can help you. You can come to our Chattanooga office. We're off of 4th Street in University Tower, or in our Cleveland office, 1035 Peerless Crossing. If you can't meet us at the office and you need us to come to your residence, we'll be more than glad to do that. Just give us a call at our number, and we'll be more than glad to try to meet with you and see if we can help you.
And again, that number, 423-664-4203. This is a critical time, especially if you're taking medications, because a lot of things change. Prior to working in radio, when I was in college, I worked as a pharmacy technician, and I remember the beginning of the year was always kind of a confusing time and frustrating both for us and a lot of our senior patients, because things would change in their plan and they didn't have that thorough discussion beforehand, or they didn't formularies would change, or drugs would go to generic and they wouldn't be aware of it. And at that point, I can't speak on behalf of every pharmacist out there, or every pharmacy technician, but we were powerless to do a lot to alleviate the situation. It was just kind of, at that point, it was already set in stone. Having that conversation beforehand, before the beginning of the year comes, is critical. And again, the Hughes Retirement Group, Rick and Granger, will be happy to have that conversation with you. 423-664-4203 is the number. One more time, 423-664-4203. This has been the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. As always, I want to thank you guys so much for joining us. And as always, before we go, I want to give you the final word.
Well, Chris, you know, we talked a little bit about Social Security taxation today. We talked about those percentages of the 85, and we didn't even mention it, but the 50% threshold taxes. So we always say that when we're talking to clients, because we want to prepare you that if you don't have your money in the right buckets, you may face future taxes. And the key to that is, as we always say, if you do not have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
Drake and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas in financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927054 and 998505. Annuity guarantee. Guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Dixon Insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.